Now let's juxtapose a musical ladder chart and see how the two match up. Way down deep lie A, the musical elements to be chosen by the creative will, such as pitches, tonalities, with the scales and chords peculiar to them, meter with all its motoric implications, tempo, all the rest. And out of these arise B, certain combinations, melodic motives and phrases, chordal progressions, rhythmic figures, and so on. These are the underlying strings. This still matches the language chart, if you see. These are the underlying strings, which can be manipulated by transformations such as repositioning and permutation into C, a kind of musical prose, whatever that is. And here is where our charts don't quite match, since, as you can see, the prose sentence in language is a surface structure, whereas musical prose can be construed only as deep structure. But we've been expecting this disparity, haven't we? We already know that music can't be prose. Therefore, onward with our leap and our retransformational process will produce D, the aesthetic surface we know as music. Now, this double chart is an eye-opener in yet another respect. Because of that disparity in the relative positions of deep structure and surface structure, we can now understand why it's been so difficult to establish all those other charts of equivalence that we tried to, in the beginning. Note equals phoneme or letter or anything. It may not only be difficult, but virtually impossible ever to arrive at any list of consistent correspondences because of that built-in discrepancy between language and music. But as basic as that discrepancy is, it's at least as important as the overall parallelism, and in fact, the parallelism is, as you're going to see, more important. Because now that we finally have a reasonably parallel pair of ladders, it remains for us only to test the strength of the musical ladder by the same method we applied to Shakespeare's line, that is, by trying to extrapolate the deep structure of an equally beautiful line of music. Our victim this time is going to be Mozart, and the equivalent musical line will be the opening statement of his G minor symphony, the same one we heard last week.